This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Again, happy Auto World to you. How's your Auto World been this last week? Maybe the last 2 weeks. You know, have you had a chance to smell anything kind of odd? How about that noise? Your race car ticking? Yeah, your race car. Each and every one of us has to get point A to point B. And when it gets to point where you have to get to point A and point B, what do you drive? Is it a truck? Is it a bicycle? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those electric and gas-powered bicycles out in my little area here. I'm broadcasting, of course, in my greasy garage studio in Boise, Idaho, and it's good to be along with you. Again, this is second hour of Auto World, and it's very, very special. I want to bring in a guest we have on the guest line here on Auto World that's a very, well, what can I say, a very unique person. And I had an opportunity from another gentleman that says, you might want to get this guy on your show. Why? Well, we're going to find out why. Now, this gentleman I'm talking about, he's with us right now. I want to give you a little history behind his name is Stingray. Yes, since he was three, folks, the age of three, Stingray was inspired to be a race car driver. Yes, Stingray is his legal name. We're going to find out a lot more about that when we bring Stingray up. And he also believes he was born to race. As soon as he was able to walk and talk, he asked for a race car. And so he began his career in a little red pedal car, and it was a red Corvette. Now, I got a little picture here of him in this red Corvette. And that's exciting to me because that's how I started my kids off in a pedal car. Fast forward now to 2020 season, and it's now. We're living it. We are live here on Auto World, and he's fast forward. He's with us right now, and I want to bring forward a man that is literally racing Indy Pro 2000, and he's got a championship. Let's welcome Stingray. Stingray, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Mark, and yourself?
Good. Hey, I want to say first off, thanks for being here with us. What a gift to have you along, and a lot of people might not have ever heard about you, and that's why I want to put you into our arena, our Auto World radio arena, and our internet arena, and our podcast arena. And well, Stingray, as I just said, that is your legal name.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a funny story. People usually assume that I'm named after the Stingray fish. But ironically, my parents were big Corvette fans, so they decided to name me after the Stingray Corvette. That's the short story. Long story. my dad's side of the family is from Stirlingshire, Scotland, and Sting is short for Sterling. And both my grandpas have the name Ray in their name. And so we kind of just took the whole combination of everything and came up with Stingray, and it worked out well that I was a race car driver.
Absolutely. And then you have, I see Stingray Rob. Rob is at the
yes.
end.
Okay. Yep, my last name is Rob.
So can I call you Stingray then?
Yep.
And this is very
I answered to quite a few names, so if you want to call me Swordfish, Stick Shift, Beef, I'm
oh no.
So
no, no, Stingray. Stingray, can you share with the folks your age? How old are you right now?
I am 18, and I'll be turning 19 at the end of the racing season this year.
Now, are you the youngest Indy Pro 2000 Series driver?
I think this year, I have been in the past. So I've been in this series the last 3 years, and so I know that 3 years ago, I would have been the youngest driver, but now I'm not so sure. I think that I am one of the youngest, but typically the average age for Indy Pro 2000 is around 21 to 22. There are some older gentleman drivers that are the outliers in that number, but typically it's a younger group of drivers working their way up so that when they make it to IndyCar, they're still fairly young, early 20s, typically maybe even younger. But there have been some drivers in the past that have entered IndyCar at 18, 19, 20. and they've done very well. So I'm hoping to have that same for me. I got a lot of time left in my career, being 18, so I have enough time that I can develop as a race car driver on and off the track. And so it's been very good to have that kind of a boost, having that time to work with, instead of having to rush through my years and fast forward my career too quickly.
Yeah, is this the first step, the Indy Pro 2000 Series, is it the first step for like yourself to go into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and race? This is the first steps, as I say, going in. Yeah,
so the way that the motorsport industry is set up, at least on the IndyCar side, they have a ladder system known as the Road to Indy, which is the overhead series that I'm racing in now. But it's set up similar to what you might see in baseball or basketball or any other sports, where they have a junior level and then they work their way up through. You know, they have single A, double A, triple A, and then on into majors for baseball. So for me right now, the single A level would be USF 2000, which is the category right below me. And then I'm in the double A ladder, which is Indy Pro 2000. And then Indy Lights is that triple A ladder, and then obviously IndyCar is the majors. So as drivers enter the world of motorsports, typically they'll start out in go-karts. They might do some driving schools here and there. Maybe they start at SCCA events. You know, there's a lot of different ways to enter the world of motorsports nowadays. And I think it's been very good for me, because when we were looking at making the jump from go-karts into cars, I did go-karts for over 10 years. You know, I started when I was 5 years old. I got my first go-kart. And I kind of worked my way up through the system. And we finally got to a point of, okay, now what's the next step? And so we were trying to look for that ladder, you know, what's the next step up from here. But to be honest, motorsports doesn't work that way. It's more like shattered glass. You know, you can go so many different directions to get to that top level that it really just depends on who you're with at the time, and you got to just pay attention to what's the best thing to do right now. And for us, that was the Road to Indy. Road to Indy is the best place that drivers can develop and develop those skills on and off the track, as I said, so that when they make it to IndyCar, they're ready.
Sure, absolutely. Now, I'm going to go back here, and I'm in Boise, Idaho, and you're from Payette, Idaho. You actually graduated from the Payette High School. Share with our listeners the size of town. How many people are in Payette, Idaho?
So I actually grew up in Boise initially, and I moved to Payette in 2009. And so going from, at the time, I think it was like, I don't want to assume numbers, but I think it was around 200,000 people in Boise, and then 7,000 people in Payette, Idaho. So those numbers dropped significantly from the town that I was living in to the town that I was moving to. And so my graduating class was under 100 students. And so for me, that was pretty enjoyable, and I think that's allowed me to have that diversity in my life and have that flexibility from the schooling system to go out and race.
And going back to the go-kart, and that's where you started. You started in the pedal car, but the go-kart, you're living in Payette, Idaho. Now, first off, the go-kart speed-wise, how big was it? Were you driving a go-kart that had like a lawnmower engine in it?
Yeah, so there's different levels, and I drove just about every level that there was, except for the very, very, very highest level. But when I started out when I was 5 years old, we had a little Comer 60 is what they called it. It was a 60cc, I think it was a four-cycle motor, and a little tiny kid cart. And so from there, we did Junior Animal, which was a Briggs & Stratton, you know, a lawnmower engine essentially. And then from there, we did Rotax. That is a company based out of Austria. They do a lot of go-kart events. They also do the Ski-Doos and Sea-Doos and Can-Am 4x4s that you see on all the ads and everything. It's the same company building those motors that was in the go-kart that I was driving. And then on into 125 Shifter. And I was actually lucky enough to be with a karting manufacturer over in Italy for a short time before I made the step into cars. So I got to drive over in Europe quite a bit before making that step on into the automobile industry instead of go-karts.
Hold, hold that thought, Stingray. We're going to, when we come back from the short break, I want to ask you about your trip overseas. And, of course, we're going to find out literally about your championships. Folks, you're listening to Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Riding on the freeway at 85 miles an hour, 110, 120. Boy, what a great intro. Our special guest today here on Auto World in the second hour is Stingray. Now, Stingray, he is a gentleman that's been, well, at the age of three, started peddling a red Corvette. And he was sharing with us, of course, is how he got his name, Stingray. And Stingray is, again, welcome back to Auto World. And I want to take some calls. If you folks have a question for Stingray, how he got into the circuit, how much money he might make, how much money he is spending to make the money, any questions you have at all, you're more than welcome to call in. The number here in, at Auto World is 855-660-4261. And Stinger, I was talking to him earlier in the program. He says, welcome calls. You betcha, I'll take some calls. And also, we can do emails, folks. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Well, Stingray, you were just talking about your race going overseas. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I was, like I said, lucky enough to get picked up by a karting manufacturer. But before that, I actually got to run in quite a few championships here in the U.S. and some international races that got me the recognition from that. And some of those were the West Coast Series, the Challenge of the Americas, as they'd call it. And I was able to win that. And in the same year, I won the Florida Winter Tour, which is the East Coast and international, so they had several different countries racing there as well. And the U.S. Open, I finished second in. And so I finished first and second, and there's one other championship that same year, which was the Can-Am Karting Challenge. I won that championship as well. So I kind of got the triple crown and then second place in the other series. And so after that season, we kind of made the decision to move into shifter karts as a stepping stone for going to race karts in the future. And so we had been in contact with several different people, and CRG was the karting manufacturer that picked me up. They said, Stingray, we want you to drive for us. And at that time, I was, I think, 13 or 14, maybe just turned 14. And they said, come over to Italy. We want to do some testing with you, and we'll put you in a go-kart and see how you do. And so they flew us over, paid for our flights and everything. So it was pretty cool. They put us in a nice area over there near the factory, and I got to spend a couple of weeks over there, did some racing in France. I ended up actually breaking my rib while I was over there. And they taped me up and got me back in the go-kart. And after doing that for several months, I decided, okay, I think I'm ready to make that next step into to cars. I'd won quite a few events in go-karts. And so I figured that, you know, having done that and seeing kind of where the end of the go-karting career was for me, that it was a good time to move on and into, I won't go as far to say bigger and better things, but something a little bit bigger and faster.
Well, yeah, breaking a rib, Stingray, that's pretty much, if you share with our listeners, isn't that from the force of your speed pushing you over into the seat?
Yeah, so I think people kind of underestimate the physicality that goes on in a race car or go-kart. But the amount of G-forces that we're pulling can be simulated to some of that of which fighter pilots can go through. And in a go-kart, you know, you're not seat belted in or anything, and so the only thing that's holding you in is the seat that kind of wraps around your sides. And so when you're taking a corner, you're just pushing all that pressure on your sides. And so that's actually how I broke my rib. We do wear rib protector typically. Unfortunately, my rib protector had cracked, and then, you know, fractured a couple ribs and fractured the seat as well. So some serious forces going on there through the go-karting stuff.
Well, yeah, that tells me anyway that you are serious about racing. I don't know how to say it. Speed doesn't bother you then.
No. It's kind of funny when I'm driving on the freeway with my mom or my grandma or something. They'll ask me, so this is 80. What does 180 feel like? I'm like, oh, it feels about the same. They're like, no, it doesn't. There's no way. I'm like, well, you just look further down the road. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, now, talking about the speed and the car and how you came up from the pedal car to the go-karts, et cetera, share with our listeners and myself, I've got pictures in front of me, Stingray, of your car, but tell us about the car. Kind of put us in the cockpit. What size engine? What kind of horsepower? Is it just like an Indy race car? Share it with us what it really is.
So the series that I'm in now, they came out with this new race car in 2018, and it's called the Tatus PM18. That's the official name. Tatus is the manufacturer. And the motor that we have in the car is a Mazda 4 inline cylinder engine. And it's something that you would quite often see in a Mazda 3, naturally aspirated, but it puts out nearly 300 horsepower. And for some people, they may think that that's not very much, but our cars only weigh a little over 1,200 pounds with me in them. And so the power-to-weight ratio is unbelievable. And in addition to that, something that's very unique about formula cars that isn't so unique as you would see in touring cars or NASCAR is the downforce that you get from the wings. And so the whole car is designed to be aerodynamic in the sense that it pushes you closer to the ground. So you get more grip the faster you go. And so the key for us in the race cars, I mean, we obviously have to maximize the mechanical grip of the car, the friction from the tires, what the car is able to do without those wings. And then the faster we go, the more grip that we're going to have from those wings. So it's more difficult when you're learning how to drive these cars because it's not a consistent rate of grip as you go through the path. You know, it's when you're taking a corner at 150 miles an hour, it may seem like you're not going to make it, but the car is like on rails because it just sucks you down to the ground and sticks. It's unbelievable. The cars are so well engineered. Very similar to the Indy cars. Indy cars obviously have more horsepower, a little bit more downforce, but the whole goal with our series is to develop the skills and understanding and mechanics and engineering and all those different things that you need to be successful in Indy cars so that when you make it, you've already been working on it. You know, you're not just surprised by, oh man, these wings push me in the ground. I need to go 10 miles an hour faster here or 15 miles an hour faster here. And, you know, making changes like that. When we're on the racetrack, typically we're fighting for tenths of a second each corner. And tenths of a second may just be a mile an hour through the whole corner. So when I say 10, 15 miles an hour, that's a big change. And without those wings, we wouldn't be able to do that.
Absolutely. And your car is open wheel, too. There's no...
Correct, yeah.
Unlike NASCAR, where the tires are basically under the body, so you're next to someone, and your tires are how far apart, man, and doing 180 mile an hour, 150 around a corner. I mean, you're like a piece of paper away sometimes, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny. My second oval race at Lucas Oil Raceway, I finished second in my second race there. And we were watching some of the replay video, and it looks like we're driving through the wall half the time because you're running the high line the whole entire race. And when the car gets loose, it looks like the back end is going to go right through the wall. But usually it sticks. Sometimes it doesn't. But there's actually been a couple of times where I've seen signs hanging on the concrete walls at street courses.
Sure. Stingray, hold that thought. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Japan's Okinawa Island is demanding a top U.S. military commander take tougher prevention measures and more transparency hours after officials were told that more than 60 Marines at two bases have been infected with the coronavirus over the past few days. The debate continues over sending children back to school, and Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, without any proof, accuses the Trump administration of not taking children's health seriously.
The president and his administration are messing with the health of our children. We all want our children to go back to school. Teachers do, parents do, and children do. But they must go back safely.
Pelosi, speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says the CDC guidelines are meant to be flexible. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If Stingray would want anybody else in his race car, there's only one gets to tango in a Indy car. Anyway, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you folks along. Again, we are live, and what a special treat. On our guest line, we have a Christmas present early, a gift. Stingray Rob is with us. Stingray, it's, again, what a pleasure to have you along. You were just telling us all about, we're talking about speed around the corners and how you drive that Indy car and the power that it has. And like I just mentioned, you're pretty much an open-wheeled tire car, and sometimes you are a paper width apart from your competitor. Now, this, you're just saying that Mazda engine, that's a good note for the folks that own the Mazdas out there. A lot of people ask me, what is a good brand? And, well, there it is. Mazda, you're in it. And you're making some good championships. You're winning races. And with that said, now the Indy Pro 2000 series, explain what that's about. How many competitors do you have in that series?
So this year we have around 16 drivers in the series. And it kind of fluctuates race to race. There's some drivers that don't do the full championship lineup. So on average, we probably have 14 to 15 drivers. And so I'm hoping that number will grow this year. And then next year on the Indy Lights, it typically goes down a little bit. But since Indy Lights was canceled due to COVID this year, they will have quite a large field entering the 2021 season.
And when you enter, I wanted to kind of point out to the folks one thing. I'm I'm out of shape, Stingray, okay? So I ride my mountain bike, yeah, and I've got a dirt bike. I got some toys, et cetera, but I can't climb into the cockpit of your race car. So with that said, would I be able to just go ahead and fill out the paperwork and say, hey, I just bought a car, went to the bank, got a loan, bought the car, and where do I fill out the paperwork, and can I have the license, and can I drive? Is it that easy?
Oh, man, I wish it was. I wish it was that easy. No, typically when you're trying to enter a new series, they're going to put you through the ringer. And to be honest, you got to be honest with yourself. If you're not physically fit enough to drive a race car, then you got to work on it. And the thing about driving a race car, it's not just, arm strength, core strength, all that. It's more than that. It's your mental ability to stay focused through an entire race. And I think that is one of the most underestimated things about racing, is because you have to think so much of, okay, what's the car doing? What's the track doing? Okay, my head's moving a little bit more in the wind this lap, so I have a headwind, so I can break a little deeper into this corner. Things like that, that over the course of a race, they're going to wear you out.
Completely. So with that said, now, and you've got a fire suit on, a helmet on, and you're in there literally dripping wet, I'm sure, from sweat. So you must work out a lot.
Yeah. The best workout, though, is just to drive cars. I mean, that's the only thing that will get you perfectly fit. But if you're unable to do that, for myself, I've actually been doing CrossFit during the off season. During the break, I wasn't able to do it as much just because gyms have been closed. But in between our final race last year into what would have been our first race in last March, I was doing CrossFit to stay in shape and doing some neck exercises that allow me to keep my head up through the corners. Otherwise, I'd be using the sides of the car as like a kickstand for my head.
Yeah. Do you still go-kart race? Is that part of your exercise?
I do a little bit. I have a shifter cart that I've driven a little bit. It's not the same as what you'd experience in the car. And to be honest, I think the car is quite a bit more difficult. I didn't realize that until I had been driving a car for a while. And usually I'd gotten tired in a go-kart, and I got from the car into the go-kart, and the go-kart felt super easy. Like, man, what is this? So it wasn't as bad as I thought, but the go-kart definitely helped with, like, grip strength and stuff. It's a little bit more difficult to steer the go-kart at times. And I don't know what the reason is for that. It could just be that the rolling speed of the tires is less, so it makes it a little bit easier to steer a race car.
Are you practicing in your race car then on, like, a practice track a lot? Or?
No. Unfortunately, during this whole COVID situation, all the way from March till about 3 weeks ago, we weren't even allowed to see or touch or be in the race car shops. So we got to go testing a couple weeks before our first race, which was this last Friday we had our first race. But the testing leading up to it, we only had about 3 full days in the car. And that time gave us, I mean, thing with any sport, practice makes perfect, right? But
right.
As a race car driver, we're kind of left to not have an everyday situation where, you know, where golfers or baseball players, you know, they can go to the batting cage every day. Golfers can go to the driving range every day if they want. But as a race car driver, you just got to get in and go. You know, there's so much that goes on in a race car that we have to work on engineering and our driving technique and all that, but we have to adapt quickly.
You know, a lot of people say, they've always wondered if you have a dashboard, do you have gauges like we do when we're driving down the freeway at 85 miles an hour, looking at temperature gauge, fuel gauge, tachometer. And like you said earlier, you're looking, like you told your parents and all your relatives, you're looking farther ahead doing 180 miles an hour. So with that said, Stingray, do you have a dashboard? You're looking at anything on the dashboard? Are you looking out?
We do. We do have a dashboard. It doesn't display the typical engine warning light and such things, but I wish I could show you the steering wheel. I mean, the steering wheel just shows how much technology goes into the cars these days. But we typically have, while on track, we're able to see the temperature of the motor, lap times, RPM. And then if there's a yellow flag, full course caution, or red flag or something, yellow lights will flash on our dash, as well as if there's a fuel pressure low warning, it'll flash on our dash. If there's ever an issue with the car, we'll typically see it on our dash. And when we're parked, we can scroll through the different pages. It's a digital dash that we can see. And so I can check brake bias, so the front-to-back ratio between the brakes, throttle position sensors, brake position sensors, clutch sensors, so many different things. We can change the mapping on the cars. The engine builder will be able to come over, plug into the race car, change the mapping a little bit if we don't like something, so bigger blips on the downshift, different things like that. So the technology that we have available to us through the dash is quite impressive.
So when you're saying mapping, you're saying that they're bringing their laptop over. You're talking about the mechanic, technician. They're bringing their laptop over and re-managing through electronics of how that car, what you want the car, how you want the car to run.
Correct. And okay. They will do that on a limited basis. The first year that the cars came out, they were working with that a lot, and I was lucky enough to be a part of that, so I got to kind of see and help make suggestions for the race car. And so they essentially just plug right in to our cockpit, and they can make adjustments to the ECU, or the engine control unit, which is like the brain of the electronics behind the motor. And so they can make changes directly from there on the computer. Obviously, it's above my pay grade. I just know how to drive them fast. I don't know how to work on them, but it is impressive what they can do.
But you also had to be trained, didn't you, to be able to read the electronics that's in your steering wheel and on the dashboard?
Yeah, a little bit. It kind of comes with experience. You know, this is like my third year in the car, so I have a good knowledge of what I need to look at and what I don't need to worry about. So the team does a good job of managing most of the issues that are in the car, and so I just relay a message to them, and they can tell me how to handle it. So that's kind of the beautiful thing now, having radios. I can talk to the team anytime I'm on the racetrack.
So you got a microphone and earpiece, and they're talking to you. And is the reception really good? I've always wondered about that. Or is it raspy and you can't hear them? Is it real good? Well,
you know,
Ray, get that Stingray. Hold that thought. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to find out. Stingray, you're going to take us into the cockpit. Folks, you're listening to Auto World Live. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
That's right, burning rubber here on the Indy Pro 2000 Series. With Stingray. Stingray, it's really good to have you along here on Auto World again. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Stingray is our special guest this week, second hour of Auto World. Stingray, I just got asked a question here. They're wanting to know what your personal car is that you drive every day.
So I actually recently just sold a 1973 Toyota Land Cruiser that was my daily driver slash project rig. And I now have a 2008 Toyota FJ Cruiser. That's more of my Idaho mountain rig. I know it's not the sports car you'd assume a driver to have, but it's my utility vehicle. So it gets me where I need to go and hauls all the stuff I need.
Absolutely. And a lot of people we got to share with them. Now, Stingray, you and I, we're Idaho and Tater guys, so we got a lot of mountains around us, don't we? And it's actually good to hear that you actually have a four-wheel drive SUV, because sometimes we all just need a break, don't we, from our work, and your work is racing. So, and with that said, now, you have a purpose in life, and I want you to share with the folks what that purpose is.
Yeah, so racing is kind of been my career path, but I feel the purpose behind it all has been because of my faith. My faith has kind of driven me to keep going forward in my racing industry, and I think that my job here while I'm here on Earth is to be a witness for Christ and use the racing industry as my mission field. And I think that I have been put in the place that I'm in today with the people that I need to be with because of that. And so I thank God every day that I get to be on the racetrack driving and getting to enjoy that time. And I'm hoping that I'm representing His kingdom well and that I can move it forward.
And, you know, with that, Stingray, it's like myself here with radio. The day that I guess they elected me to be behind the microphone back in the day, you know, I kind of wondered why. And I realized, like you just, a purpose in life. And that's what it's about. Now, racing is expensive, I do know. And you're 18 years old. Now wait a minute. Money-wise, 18-year-old, Stingray, you know, I got to ask sponsors. You got to have sponsors. Or how can we help you get your into more racing? Can the people get involved, and how do they get involved?
So funny you say that. My parents are not super wealthy. They own a small grocery store here locally. And so they got me as far as they could in go-karts. And when I was getting ready to make the jump to cars, we said, okay, that's it. We can't do this anymore. Lucky enough for us, God had his hand in it, I think, but we met someone that had a program set up that has gotten several other IndyCar drivers that are now in the IndyCar series to the level that they needed to be at. So what we've done is we've set up a private equity fund for my racing. So what is called is a private placement memorandum, which is just the paperwork. And essentially, I am now a stock. People can buy stock in my future so that when they buy in, they get a share of my winnings once I make it to that top level, whether it may be IndyCar, NASCAR, Instacars, Formula One, whatever. For the next 10 years, they'll earn a percentage of my earnings. And that includes marketing deals, merchandise, race winnings, everything like that. And so it's pretty cool that I'm able to kind of share my career with the people that have helped get me there. So if anyone has any other questions on that, they can email me at info@stingrayrob.com, and you can become an investor in my racing career and join the ride with us.
Okay. Now, I want to say that again. Now, make sure I have it right. You said it's info@stingrayrob.com?
Correct. So info at stingrayrob.com.
And you said the magic word. A shareholder gets a percentage of, if let's say Coca-Cola says, Stingray, you're doing really good. Here's $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying the shareholder gets, for the next 10 years, a certain part of that?
That's correct. Yeah. And it's,
oh, wow.
It's pretty amazing. Wow. Because it's so unique. And not very many drivers have access to this. And so for me, it's so beneficial for me to keep going. And it's, like I said, unbelievable for whoever jumps on board now. The payoff in the future is so great.
Well, absolutely. Now, real quick, in the future, you've got so many championships under your belt right now at the age of 18. I mean, you're doing awesome, Stingray. I tip my hat to you, man. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this is what you do. And this is what the people need to know, our listeners need to know, that this is who you are. And like I said, for all I got to say, everybody, aunts, uncles, everybody, someone that's 18 years old that's raced go-karts and started with a pedal car and has broken ribs because speed is no... Stingray, speed doesn't bother you. You are... share with us. You just got back from Ohio. And what was your last championship? Share with us that experience.
So the last race that I had, which is actually the first race of the season so far in the Indy Pro 2000 series, we were initially supposed to start in March back in St. Petersburg, Florida, on the street course there. Then we were practicing, getting ready to go to qualifying, and they sent us home. They said, because of this COVID deal, we can't have a race this weekend, so get out of here as soon as you can, fly home, get to safety, essentially, and we'll reconvene here in 60 days. Well, 3.5 months later, or whatever it was, they finally said, okay, we're giving you the green flag to go race. And so Friday was my first race at Road America in Wisconsin. IndyCar was actually there yesterday and today. And it was quite an event.
A lot of fun getting together finally. And like you say, I think the pandemic, of course, is going to go eventually away. And you'll be back out on the track, of course, and many, many years ahead of you racing and pushing the go pedal down, huh?
I mean, that's right.
That's absolutely. And what's one thing that you want to share with our listeners that, under the word safety, with their normal everyday cars that they're driving, is there something special that you could say to our listeners to be careful of?
I think that driving on the road is more dangerous than driving on a racetrack. So I don't know how encouraging that is to people on the road. But I think the biggest thing is pay attention. You know, with technology nowadays, I see so many people driving on the road, texting or watching Netflix while driving or making phone calls. And that just adds so much distraction to people while they're driving. And I think especially in youth, when they first become a licensed driver, you'll see it more often than not. They're in crashes early on because of it. But for me, myself, I was at several driving schools when I was young, learning to drive race cars. I mean, I drove my first Corvette when I was 14, 13, actually. And they taught us defensive driving maneuvers to have on the road, and those things have saved me. So I think the best thing for people to do is to pay attention, look where you're going, think about what you're doing, and make sure you're not driving distracted.
And with that, too, their insurance rates are going to be a lot lower, too, aren't they? Because there's going to be a lot less accidents.
That's right. So, you can buy a nicer car in the future, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's all based upon the credit scores and how you drive and put the phone down, pull over, park, and text in the parking lot, huh? I agree. Yeah. You're not definitely, you know, there it is, folks. Stingray, a professional race car driver, is telling you he does not text. Do you, Stingray, while you're racing?
No, it makes it a little difficult at 180 miles an hour to text.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you being with us. I mean, what a treat having you here. And I want to put a shout out real quick to Stingray, to Troy McClain. That's how we met. Troy McClain, of course, of The Apprentice, right? The show The Apprentice. Yeah. And I look forward to seeing you in person and meeting you in person. We've got to get together. I'll make a trip over to Payette. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you. And hopefully we can see you at a race here sometime soon.
I want to get in the cockpit of that car.
Yeah. My
thanks, Stingray.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stingray, for joining us. Well, that's it, folks. For the second hour, I want to thank, of course, Axelrod Alex. He's my producer, keeps the wheels going. General Motor George, my chief engineer. Audi Adam, he's out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. And, of course, my makeup artist, Lying Lucy. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. The loudmouth janitor keeps the microphone clean. And, of course, oh, yeah. The seat cushion keeping that warm is, of course, Seat Cushion Susie and my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? My PR director, Bobby B. Esser. Yes. But most of all, folks, through all of it, I want to make sure that you drive safe for the next show, for the next hour. And like Stingray just said, don't text. Drive safe. Thanks for being with us here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.